for WWZ, KO4NUE. Contact, I'm clear.
Perfect cloudy, KI4DOS.
Hey, bud, are you having a good day?
Yeah, so far. Got to ride over here to the eye doctor place and pick up Joy's contacts. So I'm out running errands.
I hear you. Well, been a good day here, I guess. Got some stuff fixed and straightened out, and just real pretty outside. It's just a beautiful day.
Cool, unless you got on a long sleeve shirt or something. That little bitty breeze that's blowing here at the house, it's a little bit chilly. Other than that, it is beautiful. Did you get that thing perfected that you was working on this morning?
Perfected. I got it exactly the way I want. And so it's exactly what I wanted. Over.
You are your pinky devil, you. Of course, I'm the same way. I want it to be the way I want it, regardless of what it's supposed to be. Anyhow, I'm glad it all worked out for you. I finally got that out of your hair. Kind of makes things a little brighter after you get a project like that finished up, right?
Absolutely. I went and picked up some more material. I'm gonna try another one and experiment with it, see how it goes. But trying to get a hold of Chandler. Need to have a little discussion with him. You hadn't heard him on the radio, have you?
Just a little bit, I hadn't. Maybe he'll be in there in a minute or two. He normally out there. I don't know if he's working today or not. Probably out there riding the school bus.
And Gerald T. Hunter, Chad, he was on about 15 minutes ago, I would say, talking to Patrick briefly. We were getting some gas over at Walmart in Gerald T. Hunter.
Yeah, roger that. That's exactly what I need to talk to him about. So, I'll run him down. And Tom, you have a wonderful day, sir. And for the second time, that's KO4NUE, Gary. I'll see you. I got to take care of a little bit of business with that young man. Talk to you later, 73.
You take care. Hello, Mr. Tom. Hope you and Miss Bernice are doing good today. You got all the money going out buying gas.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon. Better have a pocket full nowadays. Well, you know, Sam's Club card gives you, at least ours does, 10% off on Tuesdays. I know this month anyways, the next two Tuesdays. So I filled the truck up this morning, and then we just now went to Aldi's and unfortunately Walmart, but Walmart and Taylor's is usually a good price, so I filled up over there too, Gary. And every little penny counts, you know. How's your day, buddy?
That's going good. I'm out running a few errands. The optometrist office called, and Joy's contacts came in, so I'm running over there to pick those up, and then I got a couple more little stops to make, and try to do all my running at one time, so I don't have to jump in the car in and out and back and forth. I try to do it all at one whack.
Well, I'm pooped. I'm tired of this shopping crud. Bernice ran me down here. I got antenna work I want to do, and I just ain't got time to mess with her. And, you know, I slap her around once a week whether she needs it or not, but it doesn't seem to help me anymore after 54 years.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Miss Bernice. Good to hear you on the radio this afternoon. Tom, you better be careful. I know she's got a rolling pin because I know she does a lot of cooking and baking and that sort of stuff. And she might even have a iron skillet over there that she could wield as a pretty decent weapon, too.
See, you thought I was born with all them lumps on my skull up there, but secretly, you know, she'd been slapping me around once a week. And it's not whether I need it or not. You know I deserve it.
Me and you kind of in the same boat there, Tom. You know, when we're there with the wives all day, every day, you know, it makes a big difference. And they do keep us in line pretty good.
Well, I started getting my 160-meter inverted L with the folded counterpoise. I got the wire this morning, and I got one 4x4 in a couple of days ago. And I got to get the other two in, and then the wire up. I might need Chad's M1A1 to get that wire up there that high, but we'll have to wait and see.
That would definitely get it up there. I told Joy I was gonna put me up one for 160 like that. She said, "You've already got enough of an antenna farm." I said, "No, I don't have anything for 160 up." And I said, "Besides, it'll be a wire. It'll be just like the rest of them. Once it's up, you won't know it's there." And she said, "Well, okay." So I hadn't got mine up yet or got it all together, but I'm working on it.
Now, he said the last time he put that last one up that wouldn't be the last one.
Yeah, you know, the trouble with women's, they got too good a memory, Gary. When I put up that other 160, it like to kill me. And hopefully this one's easier, but I'm beginning to think otherwise. And by the way, those 4x4s were just like you said. I believe I'd go up and get them from that other source. They were $30 a piece.
Hey, W-W-Z.
Chandler, recognize you. Well, Tom, they are expensive any way you look at it, and they ain't going to get no cheaper, don't look like, anytime soon. And, Ms. Bernice, I understand what you said, but you got to realize that us ham fellers, if we want a new antenna, you know, we can't stand it till we get it up in the air, and then we don't know what to do with ourselves. But anyway, hope everything works out there. I have arrived over here at the eye doctor. I got to jump out and run inside and grab her contacts. I'll be back out in just a minute or two. I'll say 73 for now. N0TR and KO4WWZ, KI4DOS Mobile.
Okay, Gary, and I know Chad was wanting to talk to Chandler, and I'm sitting right here in front of the garage door getting ready to pull in, and I'm tired, so I'll turn it over to Chandler. Great hearing you, and Gary, the pleasure's all mine, and 73's from me and Bernice, and talk to you later, KI4DOS sign, KO4WWZ, Chandler, call Chad, he's been calling for you. It's N0TR clear and QRT.
KO4WWZ, KO4NUE. Got a question for you, bud.
Hey, go ahead.
So I heard you talking with another station a few minutes ago by the radio, and I'm just trying to figure out whether I want to talk with you about this on the radio or I want to talk with you about this on the phone.
Well, it ain't really nothing bad. It's just I might want to see if I can't work out a deal, if I can't make some payments for you on that icon that I said that I wanted. Did you copy that? Because I really got to get back to helping my mom and dad.
I just won't think about that for a few minutes. I'll give you a holler after a while. I'm just going to be real careful here. I'm not too happy right about now. But I'll give you a holler on the landline, and we'll get it straight. Over.
Roger. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you mad.
We clear.